Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, this is Greg Buttle, and you're listening to the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN. That's right. It used to be the Buttle Show, but now it's the K. Show.
Oh, thank you, Greg, and a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. Michael K., Donald Greco, Peter Rosenberg. We are here until 7 o'clock. A lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of stuff to do. We're glad that you could join us. Superbox Bonanza, the whole deal. We got a lot of stuff in store. But we're going to start off with the New York Jets. How about that? New York Jets, yeah. And strangely, it'll be the Gang Green Report brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. So Don and I, in another room here in our luxurious studios, we were listening to Aaron Rodgers be interviewed on the Pat McAfee Show on his weekly spot. And boy, I got to tell you, I don't want to be a jerk. He's a hard dude to like. Wow. I mean, he just waxes on and on, thinks he's so smart. But you know what? The question is, can he play quarterback? So now, the big question is, Green Bay is open to trading him, according to Adam Schefter. They refuse to trade him within the NFC, but they would trade him to an AFC team. Now, if you check the standings, the Jets are, in fact, in the AFC, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. Last I checked, sure.
So the word is, would you want Aaron Rodgers for 2 first-round draft picks? Now, I'll start. 2's a little bit much, a little too rich for my blood, considering he's going to play next year at 40. But if you ask me, do I want him? Yeah, I do. Because he's much better than anybody that you've had in a long time. And although he didn't have a great season, a year before this season, he won the MVP. This year, he had a bunch of neophyte receivers that he was breaking in. He didn't have a 300-yard game all year. He did not have an MVP year. I get it. He's still a stud. Take all the other nonsense, his introspective BS, put it to the side. Do you want him as a Jet quarterback over Lamar Jackson, which would be probably 4 first-round draft picks, over Derek Carr, or over Jimmy Garoppolo? I think I'd sign up, Don and Peter, for Aaron Rodgers. I really would.
Well, he's better than your alternatives. And again, you're gonna have to give. You don't have to give up 2 first-round picks for Garoppolo. You don't have to give up really much for Carr.
Right.
Other than money, if you wanted to throw a ton of money at Daniel Jones, if the Giants couldn't get something done, or you know how it may end up working for Lamar Jackson and all that. But Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be 40 years old, coming off a tough season, but not an embarrassing season. Threw for almost 3,700 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. But it was his first double-digit interception season since 2010. It was the first time he did not throw for 30 touchdown passes since 2019, and that was only because of, he still ended up being a Pro Bowler. Those are great numbers. If those numbers were on the Jets this year, they might be competing to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand there's some negatives, how much you have to give up. He's going to be 40 years old and all that, but how often do you get a guy that's going to be pretty special? And I think a lot of those numbers, Peter, were because he didn't have a lot of weapons. He was trying to coach up a very young receiving core. He comes here with some ready-made weapons, an offensive line that I think has to be revamped a bit, but that can be done without a tremendous amount of heavy lifting. I don't see any reason why he can't come here and throw for 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually would even do the 2 first-rounders. I just feel like, as we've talked about ad nauseum on this show, there is only one way to compete in this league, and that is have the real deal at quarterback. Is he Aaron Rodgers of 5 years ago? No, and we certainly started to see the tilt. But to the point you guys just made, when Watson came around and it was clear that he had a receiver, sort of like he would have coming here, a couple of guys that he would have already ready for him here, he looked a lot more like the old Aaron Rodgers when all of a sudden Watson was playing like a primetime player. So I think he can still be incredibly valuable for at least a year. And just to compete with this group that you have talent-wise right now, it's either get a quarterback or give up and wait. And I don't think any Jets fan wants to give up and wait.
Well, here's my big concern. I'm not giving up two first-round draft picks for 1 year of Rodgers. I'm going to need at least 3 years of him. And here's some of the things that worry you. When people lose it, sometimes they lose it quickly. Did he lose it, or was it the lack of weapons? I think he's not the same quarterback he was 3 years ago, but I think the lack of weapons loomed larger. One other thing. It shows you how the world has changed in 5 years, 10 years. You would never consider trading for a quarterback who's going to play at 40. But Tom Brady has changed the paradigm now because he's playing at 45, probably going to be playing at 46. So you think that everybody could do it. Well, Tom Brady is a health freak. We don't know if Mr. Hiawatha is a health freak. We have no idea how he prepares himself. He's a little bit of a different bird. And I think that his act of the self-importance and things like that might wear a little thin in New York with the overwhelming media. I just think so. Now, he's a national figure, so he gets covered like a national figure, but the Green Bay media, I don't think it's going to be like staring down, you know, Ian O'Connor and Steve Serby and right. Mike Vaccaro. That's a little different.
But you win, and it's a lot easier than when you lose. And you talk about maybe he's not the health freak that Tom Brady is, but since turning 35 in 2018, he has not missed a game.
Mm-hmm. But he was banged up this year.
He was banged, but he doesn't miss games. Mm-hmm. All right? He's not injury prone. You got to go back to 2017, the last time he was significantly injured. But, you know, 36, 37, 38, 39 years old. When guys start to really lose it, that's when they get banged up. They don't play, and he hasn't missed games. So you're getting a quarterback that at the age of 40 years old is going to be healthy, and is going to be way better than I think any other alternative. And I think you can get a couple of years out of this guy, mm-hmm. maybe three. Now, again, this offensive line has to improve.
One thing about that, if they get back Mekhi Becton and Elijah Vera Tucker healthy, yeah. then your offensive line's in good shape.
It should be. You know, then we'll see whether Becton comes back and right. what condition he's going to be in. But, yeah, Vera Tucker certainly was a huge loss. But these are things that Aaron Rodgers is going to look at. Can I be protected? Because that's the main thing. Although he does have a lot more mobility at 40 than Tom Brady's probably ever had in his career. Tom yep. Brady was never a mobile quarterback, so you got that going for you too. You know, and Peter said, well, is he the quarterback he was 5 years ago? No, but he was an MVP back-to-back years before this season. And then he loses one of the best wide receivers in football, and there was dysfunction in Green Bay, and yet still they were relevant almost to the very end of the season with a chance still to be able to make the playoffs. And I just – and the two first-round picks, guys, the Jets figure they're going to be pretty good, right? They want to be good. Mm-hmm. So you're not giving up a top-five pick. This is probably going to be north of 20 over the next couple of years. And if you're winning, is it going to matter as much? You could whiff on those two first-round picks and go, boy, I wish I had Aaron Rodgers instead of the two first-round picks we had.
They whiffed on a second pick in the draft. That's right. why we're in this situation.
But Peter made the point. This is the position you're going after. This is what makes you relevant. This is the difference maker in the entire sport. So those two first-round picks, you're not selecting a quarterback because you would have Aaron Rodgers. Even at 40 years old, something. It changes everything for this franchise, everything.
It's funny with Aaron Rodgers. He would tell confidants that he would never do what Brett Favre did. And he's done exactly what Brett Favre's done. Every single year, it's drama. Is he coming back? You know, I can't let emotion rule my decision. That's what he said today to Pat McAfee. I've got to take some time. Every year, the Packers just hang and wait. And it's probably annoying to them. And remember, Brett Favre ended up going to the Jets, too, because the Packers wouldn't allow him to go to the NFC. Went to the Jets for a year and then went right. to the NFC with the Vikings, which is probably why he's not as beloved in Green Bay as he used to be. But He was a success, other than, you know, he's texting Howard Stern's book to people that don't want it, private parts, and then he got hurt. But they were on their way to the playoffs, Don. They were on their way to the playoffs.
No, he injured his shoulder.
Yeah.
But it worked. But it was a wait station. He was only going to be here a year. This is a guy that can be here for several years.
Right.
And never mind the TB12 with Tom Brady. What does Steve Young say every week that he's on? The reason quarterbacks can play well into their 30s and 40s now is because they're not allowed to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all this yards out there. This is one of the quarterbacks that takes advantage of that. And again, it wasn't a great season in Green Bay, not a great team, but 3,695 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Not
what
bad.
Do those stats, Peter, which I think they'd be even better with the weapons that the Jets have, but if I dropped 3,700 yards and 26 touchdowns at the quarterback position for this year's Jets team,
yeah,
we might be talking about a championship game that the Jets are playing in this Sunday.
Well, what you're doing also, if you make a deal, like if you have to trade the two first-round draft picks, you're putting all your chips into the middle of the table, as Jim Fossil said, because you're hurting your future by trading two first-round draft picks, and you are completely swallowing up a $58 million cap hit. That's what he's owed this year. He signed a three-year, $150 million deal with the Packers. Guaranteed, all guaranteed money. So if he walks away, he obviously doesn't get paid. But if you trade for him, you're assuming that contract. And the contract is backloaded, starting with the second year at $58 million. That's why the Packers probably want to get out from under the drama, give Love the chance to try, finally be a quarterback, because otherwise he's going to be a free agent, and they would never have realized what they thought with Love. And Rodgers didn't like it. He felt, why would me, coming off an MVP, why would you select a quarterback in the draft? So he's a little bit of a prima donna. But Woody Johnson reportedly is all in. He'll give him the money. They'll make it work. So you are really, you're gonna hurt the rest of the team if he is not the quarterback you think. You lose all that cap space, and you lose two first-round draft picks.
Well, let's be honest, guys. When you heard Woody Johnson say he'd break the bank, wasn't he talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, or Brady.
He wasn't talking about Daniel Jones.
Probably talking about Brady.
He wasn't talking about one of the other pending free agents. He was talking about breaking the bank for Brady or Rodgers. So you know Woody's going to be all in. And the Jets, it's tough to give up first-round picks, but it's also tough to navigate through the world in the NFL without a quarterback. And they don't have a quarterback, and now all of a sudden they'll have one of the best quarterbacks. Granted, he's on the back nine. Right now he's probably, Peter, what would you say, he's putting on 16, okay?
Because he's special, he might be on 15.
All right, but the point is that you've – and how long do you think you have these weapons? Like, everybody thinks this is baseball, that these young players the Jets have, they're going to be here for the next decade. Well, eventually they have to get paid. And one minute you've got cap space, and the next minute you don't anymore. You know, one minute you've got all the talent in the world, and then there's injuries and things happen, and then you don't. I mean, you really can't afford to live, like, well, 5-6 years down the road. They've got a chance with the talent they have right now over the next couple of years to maybe do something special. We already see there's kinks in the armor in Buffalo. I mean, but Josh Allen's 26 years old, guys. If you want to compete, that's a quarterback you're going to have to deal with for the next decade. The next decade. So don't you want to take advantage now instead of, we'll wait it out and hopefully we'll get our quarterback. And then when you finally do, all those weapons that you had got older, left in free agency, got traded away. They've got a two-year, maybe three-year window to maybe do some damage with the talent that they have right now. And the one thing they're missing is a quarterback. And you're going to let the two first-round picks and the fact that he's 40 years old get in the way of doing some serious damage in the next couple of years?
So here's Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up, and he was asked, should the Jets trade for Aaron Rodgers?
You certainly could do it. It's somewhat complicated with this contract, so you want to do it before the options exercise. But basically, you would call up Green Bay. Canley, I would have done it 2 weeks ago and say, hey, I want to talk to the agent, and I want to sit down with Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, look, I'm not looking for a two-year sort of relationship here. This is for the next 50 years. You come to New York, this could be transformative. Look at Michael Strahan. Look at Nate Burleson. You want to meet with heads of state at the UN, you want to meet with heads of media, banking, whatever you want to do, Aaron Rodgers, we are going to make this the transformative move of your life. So you can go to Tennessee and play football, but we're talking about something much bigger.
Now here's Adam Schefter, and he said there is a good chance the Packers will trade Rodgers.
This will be the third straight offseason in which Aaron Rodgers' future is the subject of much speculation. But make no mistake, both sides are fully aware that a trade is a very real scenario this offseason for Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are expected to move on from certain players, which Aaron Rodgers probably will not like. The issue here will be the $110 million left on his contract and which team could afford it. But there is a real possibility that at some point this offseason, Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded.
Now, we're not going to do a team-by-team breakdown, but you've eliminated 16 teams of the 32 in the NFL, or 15. Because the Packers are the ones trading him. They won't trade him in the NFC. Okay, cool. Now, in the AFC, how many teams really need quarterbacks, and would he like to go to those teams? And so you probably could play a little more hardball with the Packers, because the Packers are getting something out of it. You give them one first-round draft pick, you're giving them all that cap relief, too, on $58 million that they don't have to pay. So that's something to consider. You don't have to just capitulate to everything that they want. No, that's not the point. You can actually do some damage here and negotiate with them. They're not holding you over a barrel.
That's true.
Because I think they want to see what Love can do.
Well, they can ask for two first-round picks, but if you don't have any other suitors, then maybe it doesn't end up being
and
giving
Rodgers
up two
first-round
picks.
Because Rodgers leverages, I'm going to retire.
Right, exactly. But, you know, you were talking about Tom Brady. That's the comparable, right? Go back to the end of the 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
Brady's last year in New England. You know, very eerily similar. 24 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, worst QBR of his career, 42 years old. Now he goes to Tampa Bay, and then 2 years later, he's an MVP and they're winning the Super Bowl. Tampa Bay had not gone to the playoffs since their last Super Bowl win in 2002 before they got Tom Brady. Similar to the Jets, who haven't gone to the playoffs since 2010. And then how it worked out for Tampa. They only got the one, but they got the one. Right? It changed everything. And then you've got 3 years of going to the playoffs and quality quarterback play. You're telling me you can't get that from Rodgers, and you're going to let two first-round picks stand in the way of possibly going the same route as Tampa did? They went from irrelevant to relevant. They went from a team that, you know, might make the playoffs to a team that wins a Super Bowl. Is it that much different?
Now here are the AFC teams that might have interest. So you have the Jets, the Patriots. Does Aaron Rodgers, do you see him playing for Bill Belichick?
No.
All right, so the Patriots. And does Bill Belichick want the drama?
And do they have the players? It just doesn't make sense.
Raiders, possibility. That's a possibility.
Yes, that's a possibility. Yes.
Texans, I don't think he's going to go to Texas.
No.
The Colts, that's a dysfunctional place. The Titans. Well, he's got a great running back, but does he really want to go play?
The Titans is somewhat interesting.
It's a very winnable division,
and
right?
It's a nice place to live.
You would think, very nice place to live. You would think that with Rodgers, they would probably be the odds-on favorite to win that division. Now, you're winning a division. You're getting home playoff games, right? See, the problem with the Jets is you still have Buffalo to deal with. Right, so there's no guarantee that you're going to necessarily win that division. You go to Tennessee, I think you're winning that division. If that's something that is mine, like the path of least resistance to get to a Super Bowl. But that Tennessee's definitely within.
And then you got the Ravens. As far as we can think, those are the teams that might. And they say they're not trading Lamar Jackson.
Right.
So I don't think the Ravens are in play.
No, I think the Jets would be in play.
Miami could be in that conversation.
Miami could be too. Yeah. Miami
because,
could be as well.
Because listen, they were.
But
don't
you think it's more likely Tom Brady goes there?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, at this stage, who would you, I think you probably, I don't know. I can't imagine you let Tua stand in the way of getting Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. He seems like he's always a hit away from being done for the season.
So,
as much as I like him as a quarterback, that's a real tough problem to have.
Supposedly he was going to go there before the NFL, stepped in and have part ownership of the team as well. So there's a relationship between he and Ross. Now, he has a podcast, Let's Go Podcast, which is hosted by Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald and Tom. And he was asked by Jim about his future. Here's Tom Brady's answer.
Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy? That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
I gotta tell you, these guys are so phony.
Of course they
are. I mean, they treat us like morons. First of all, he is the executive producer of that podcast. He's really tight with Jim Gray. You think Jim Gray's going to ask him anything that he didn't want to have asked?
Of course
and
not.
Then he answers as if he's been offended by it. Relax, Tom. Really.
The acting wasn't good as well.
Oh, my goodness. These people, they're so self-important.
Well, because, listen, it's funny.
We make them self-important.
Peter, we were in the office watching the McAfee, and it just, whenever you painstakingly talk about how things don't bother you, they bother you.
What happened there? What do you mean?
Well, he was just talking about, like, yeah, people will talk about all I'm interested in is MVPs. God, give me a break. Well, obviously you heard it. It bothers you that you remember it from 2 weeks ago. It still bothers. Like, he kept talking about all the things that are said about him. Well, if it really doesn't bother you, Aaron, then what? How do you have the laundry list in front of you of all the things that have been said about you? So obviously you hear it. You're not tone deaf to it. And I think that they just get self-absorbed. They like being talked about. The second you make a decision, then you've made your decision. We've moved on to the next subject. But as long as you leave it hanging there, what's Tom Brady going to do? What's Aaron Rodgers going to do? Flip on SportsCenter. It's at the bottom line. What's Rodgers going to do? What's Brady going to do? Even though they've won all their Super Bowls and all their MVPs and they're going to waltz into the Hall of Fame, it's interesting how they just like being talked about and they want to keep it out there.
And the big thing that he was doing with McAfee, you know, because of my COVID stance, you know, there are villains and there are heroes. And now I'm more of the villain type. And you know what? I embrace it. It doesn't bother me at all. I don't even think about it. Yeah, but all you do is talking about it.
And
so obviously it does bother you.
And the MVPs in 20 and 21.
Yeah,
he
called them COVID MVPs.
They were the COVID MVPs.
So, I mean, he's a little bit dramatic. I'm not sure how that will play in New York, but he is a bright guy, and maybe he'll milk it for all it's worth. But I don't think he's going to get a free ride here. Every dumb thing he says is going to be dissected, as it is now in Green Bay, by the national media. But he can live in peace and quiet on Vince Lombardi Way. I don't know if he can live in peace and quiet in a penthouse on Fifth Avenue. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if his act will play here. Brett Favre didn't have an act. Brett Favre's act was the old country boy. He wanted to hunt and fish.
He didn't say anything.
No, he didn't say anything. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who talks and talks a lot and talks about things that some people view as important and has really strong takes on it. I'm not sure how that will, but as I've always said, winning and excellence is the greatest deodorant. And you can be the worst person in the world and say the most polarizing things. You go out there and you have 120 quarterback rating and the team is in the playoffs, nobody will care. Nobody will care. But if you have a year like he had this year, they'll pick him apart.
Oh, yeah. That comes with the territory. But as far as, like, would he be able to handle the media here? You've played in Super Bowls.
Yeah, he'll handle it.
He can handle the attention. And as far as controversy is concerned, he'll be able to handle that, too. I just want a quick, because I was alerted on Twitter. Tampa hadn't won a playoff game since 2002. They went to the playoffs, never had not won in almost 20 years by the time Tom Brady got there. I just think it's transformative. It just is. It's not ideal. You're not getting him at 23 years old. You're not going to have him for the next 20 years. And the Favre thing worked. Don't be scared off by Favre. He injured his shoulder, and he was one and done. That team was good, Michael. That team was going to go to the playoffs. And he had the shoulder. He didn't tell anybody about it. Maybe if he had said something about it, they could have replaced him and saved their season. They didn't. That won't happen here with Rodgers.
All right, that is the Gang Green Report, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 7 area locations. We're going to take your phone calls when we get back. It's a polarizing topic. Who do you want? Of all the quarterbacks that are available, is Rodgers at the top of your list, middle, bottom? Your phone call's coming up next. Aaron Rodgers, does he seem like he looked good in green and white? A little black sprinkled in as well.
He already wears green and white.
No, it's green and yellow.
True.
But thanks for interrupting me and really, really throwing like spikes under the tie. Good for you, Peter. Good for you.
There is white. The numbers are white, though. I'm just saying that they're white.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
This is what the spotlight's all about. And yeah. As great as he is, he's a Hall of Famer. He's only won one Super Bowl with some pretty good teams. If you win a Super Bowl with the Jets, you know what you become? Joe Namath. Might take him another 50 years. You become Joe Namath.
I don't know. We've had this conversation before with the NFL. Does it really matter where you play? I mean, this isn't the Mona Lisa in the garage situation with Alex Rodriguez playing in Texas. Playing for the Green Bay Packers. Even though Green Bay's a tiny – that's a national team with a national
couldn't
following.
Couldn't agree with you more. But solving this problem, they can't win. They can't get out of their own way. They haven't been in Super Bowl since 1969.
Right.
If you could do it here and add on the fact New York – I think you become bigger than big.
Yeah, but I don't think he's thinking that. He's thinking, what's my path to getting another Super Bowl, whether it's in Tennessee,
right.
Baltimore. You know, the fact that he said you could be the next Joe Namath, you could be a god here. Like, I don't know if that moves the needle. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's world-faced. He's on every commercial as it is playing in Green Bay, right? Because he just played for a huge team. The Packers are one of the biggest teams in the NFL. And probably, you know, when they're winning, as far as popularity is concerned, like top 10 in all of sports. You know, so the fact I just don't know how attractive that is to him, other than I want a path to win that elusive second Super Bowl.
Don't you think there's a part of him though that likes stardom? I mean, he's dating all famous people, stuff like that. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I think he would desire a bigger stage. And I know what you're saying. Green Bay is still Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay, Wisconsin is a quiet little sleepy town. Just outside of Milwaukee. It's not Broadway.
But how does that manifest itself into anything bigger than he already is? I mean, you know, how can you be bigger than Mahomes playing in Kansas City?
But this guy fashions himself as quite worldly. So, like, on days that he doesn't have to be studying his playbook, he'd go to Broadway show. He doesn't have to go to the AMC 20-plex in Green Bay.
I guess.
That's a beautiful 20-plex.
And he doesn't have to go. He can go to the best restaurants in the world residing here in New York. I'm just saying. It adds a different layer to his stardom. But I know what you say. Peyton Manning became a god playing in Indianapolis.
Right.
Over under on number of days it would take Aaron Rodgers being here before him and Kyrie Irving are spotted having dinner together. I put it under 3 days.
I don't know.
That's happening. Guaranteed. I'd bet the farm.
Now, what's also interesting...
Where is your farm located, by the way?
It's in... it's actually interesting. It's in...
By Cooperstown?
No, it's actually in Georgia.
Interesting.
About an hour and a half from Atlanta.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Sure. So, does Buster help you with the farm?
Yeah, no, Buster, he visits.
Yeah,
he just visits.
Because he loves getting up at 4 in the morning.
He loves milking things.
Yes, he does. Sources, cows. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Alvin in Newark. Alvin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
I'm all right. Hey, a shout out to James. He's listening to us right now.
What's up, James?
Hey, guys, listen, man. Honestly, man, I want Aaron Rodgers. I do. But I think the media is going to run him out of New York, man. It's going to be mayhem. It's going to be a ticking bomb. Look at you, Michael K. No shots taken, but I'm going to take mine. Look, you're already calling him polarizing or whatever. You're already saying he's hard to like. So imagine if he hears that from you and he's not going to go to your show and then it's going to be a problem and, you know – I don't really think it's going to be a good match him in here in New York just because of the media.
You know what? But the New York media is always portrayed as really tough, right?
Right.
And I think that it's not nearly as tough as it used to be because of the fact, look how they went goo-goo over the Giants beating the Vikings. They were going to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, I mean, really, they were cheerleading. They really were. People I respect, too. Hey. Oh, my God, they couldn't write gushing things fast enough. So I don't think that I think the sheer volume of the media gets people in New York.
Yeah, that's you just said it. I don't want to be disrespectful to what we're a part of. I love the pressures of New York and all that, but I just think it's the constant, you know, you have 50 people around you.
Right.
But listen, Kyrie handled it fine. I mean, there's going to be, and believe me, these PR, Peter, it's not like he doesn't want to be here. you know, he gets aggravated by it. But, you know, it's, you become a big star where he's dealing with it everywhere. You're going to play in a Super Bowl. You're going to have media all around him asking you questions constantly. And there's protection that PR directors now give these players where you don't have – they'll pull you away the second it gets too controversial. Now, as far as turning on the radio and hearing the vitriol, because – he'll be in Green Bay. We were just talking to somebody who's come from Wisconsin, Michael, today, who says that, you know, once you put on that Packer uniform, they love you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not ripping you. They love you. You're a Packer. That won't be the case. He throws five picks. On Monday, you turn on sports radio, they're going to be killing him. That's the difference in New York. The fans are going to boo you if you don't perform well. That may not be the case in Green Bay. But as far as the media is concerned, he gets asked the same questions. He can completely ignore the media if he wanted to. The PR directors with the Jets would make sure that they didn't put him in a tough spot to have to answer any questions that he doesn't want to have to deal with. Because we went through it when Favre was here, mm-hmm. when he had those pictures. Oh, we'd have him up. Don't ask the question. Like, so it's just there's more media, Peter, in New York. But as far as being able to handle them is concerned, I don't think Aaron Rodgers would be scared away from that.
Let's go to Jose in New Jersey. Jose.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. You?
I'm good. I'd do better if we get Aaron Rodgers as a Jet fan. I'll throw a party. I see no drawbacks. I see no negatives. If it's about draft picks, we haven't done really good picking quarterbacks or developing with them anyway. So if we got to lose a few draft picks to get a bona fide top five quarterback in a team that's already ready and all it just needs is that one thing, let's go get him, man. The media and all of that stuff, not more than ever, they could control their own, they have their own platforms. They could control opinions. They could do whatever they want nowadays. You could play anywhere.
Very well said.
Same. Let's get them. If we could go out there and get them, let's get them. Lamar gets hurt way too often. He's even more expensive. I don't see anyone even close to those two guys. If we could get Aaron Rodgers, I would throw a party if we got him.
Well said. I tend to agree, man.
I tend to lean toward him, too.
I think that's...
I mean, as I said earlier, I'd shy away from the two, but if that's what it took, I think I would do it.
Yeah. Now, what did they pick? I think 13th this year. So it's a, you know, middle-of-the-pack pick. And again, you're getting... All right, so wouldn't you trade or use the 13th overall pick to get a quarterback and give you this kind of play over the next 2-3 years? Of course you would. Now, what could hurt is now the second first-round pick, which would come in 2024. But if Rodgers is helping you win a Super Bowl, that's going to be a pick that you're hoping is going to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you just got – it's what you need. The only negative is he's going to be 40 years old. But the level of play north of 35 has been stellar.
Let's go to Sam in Ellenburg. Sam.
Yeah, I've talked to you guys before. I did play-by-play for Aaron at Butte College when it first started. I know him and Jordan, family friend. Personally, if you talk to anybody in his family, they'll tell you the same thing. He doesn't like the cold climate. Obviously wants to get out of Green Bay. He's had a chip on the shoulder ever since he did get a chance to play for San Francisco. The situation didn't work out. Everybody talks a lot about how he likes it. You know, he's always communicating with the media and stuff, and he does a lot of complaining, does a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But when he was in college, he was quiet. He was shy and quiet. I remember doing a bunch of interviews with him and talking to him in the locker room and talking to him after the games, and he was a quiet kid. He wasn't the person he is now. I mean, he's just like a totally different person.
Well, then we really can't judge Sam by what you're saying. He is a different person. He doesn't like the cold weather. Well, going to New York from Green Bay is like going to the Bahamas. So it's a little bit warmer in New York. Nothing colder than Green Bay.
You know, take a look at what we're living in right now. Yeah, we haven't had any snow accumulation in like 325 days. All right, when does it really get cold here?
Like watching football. Green Bay is frigid.
Green Bay, you can get snow in October. I'm saying, really, how deep into the season before you play at MetLife Stadium where you're like, wow, this is really cold? What, December? You know, week 16?
It's realistically, if you make the playoffs, you're talking about between 2 and 4 games tops. That's it. If you go into January.
And when's the last time the Jets had a home playoff game?
Well, hopefully that's a problem they can have.
Yeah. So he wants to be in warm weather. He's not going to the Chargers. He's not going to the Rams. He's not going to the 49ers.
It's Vegas.
Vegas is the only warm weather that he's going to. So there's no way he's going to California. There's
Miami.
Not.
I guess Miami.
And Miami.
Vegas and Miami. Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Massapequa. Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. So I also wanted to bring up the point that if we had Rodgers for 2 or 3 years, I know Wilson hasn't looked good, and I think Mike will agree with me because he always says give Wilson a shot. If Rodgers is there for 2 or 3 years, he can learn from him, and at that point, that's when Rodgers' contract will end. And I know he didn't want to help Jordan Love out, but then again, they picked Jordan Love instead of a wide receiver to help him out.
Right.
So I think at the end of his career, Rodgers would be more willing to maybe help and develop Wilson. So maybe you go from, you know, a great quarterback for 2 or 3 years, and, you know, now you have Wilson who's finally developing and learning and sitting on the bench and watching and learning. And then maybe now that continuously goes, and now the Jets are on the right track again.
Well, I like the way you're thinking, but the timeline doesn't really line up. So you have 2 more years of Wilson. They're not picking up a fifth-year option on him. They're going to have to see some progress to re-sign him. So I just don't see how the timeline makes sense. I don't know how Wilson's going to get better sitting on the bench watching Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know how it happens. To the point where, okay, let's give him a new contract. They have him for 2 more years.
They have to make a decision. Well, they have to make a decision at the end of next year whether they give him the fifth-year option.
And they're not giving him.
And they won't. So they'll take a knee on that. So then there's the fourth year. And I guess after – so it would be this year would be Wilson's third year. And then at the end of the second year of Rodgers, Wilson would then become a free agent.
Yep.
So is it feasible that in those 2 years he can learn something and you feel like, all right, we can maybe get Zach – on a contract that'll be favorable to us because he hadn't played in a while, and maybe he learned something over the last couple of years, and we feel like he can now take over the way Rodgers took over for Favre. It's a dream. I don't think it's a reason you do it, but it could be a positive byproduct of it.
I don't look at Aaron though as the tutorial type.
But to the call
because he wasn't very helpful to Love, and Favre wasn't very helpful to him.
Well, he was upset because at the stage of his career, he wasn't a wide receiver.
Right.
And it felt like they were planning an exit strategy for him, and I think he wanted to prove him wrong. Coming here, if he only feels like he's only got a handful of years left, even by osmosis, Wilson should learn something from watching one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
Right.
Even if Rodgers wasn't helpful to him, they'd be in the same practice. They'd be on the field together. You don't think he'd learn something from watching Aaron Rodgers for 2 seasons?
I think he would, but I think, again, the timing is just not right because if he learned a lot from him, he'll go where he wants to go. Maybe he doesn't want to be in New York anymore.
I just don't think that when you have the talent that you have and you've gone through what the Jets have gone through, that you don't have the luxury of thinking about the future. You've thought about the future for 50 years trying to find a great quarterback. If they've got a chance to get him, you're going to let 2 first-round picks stand in the way of having a quarterback that should be a lock for 4,000 yards and north of 25 touchdowns next year with this defense, with these weapons?
Probably not.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's go to Brad in Staten Island. Bradley.
How you doing there, Michael?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm just so confused about this because didn't they get Brett Favre in 2008 and he was like 40 years old? And when are the Jets going to learn that they think they're going to win a Super Bowl right away because they get Aaron Rodgers? I just don't see it happen. I think that would be a big mistake, especially if they give up draft picks for him. I just think it would be a huge mistake if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Well, then who do you want? I mean, they have to have a quarterback, bro.
You got to stick with Wilson. I mean, he's your pick. You can't sit him on the bench. You got to play him.
Well, then you're not going to win because I don't think he's going to take any quantum leap over what he was last year. And if you look back on the Favre deal, it wasn't a bad deal. They were going. What were they? 9-3, Don. You were there, or 7-3. 7-3 going to the playoffs, and he hurt his shoulder.
I think they were 8-3. I can look at. I'm just looking at it now. He's 39 years old,
and you can't say that he was shot because he went to the Vikings, had a great year,
and they knew that they were only going to get him for 1 year, but they wanted to be relevant, and they were 8-3, and then lost four of their last five. He had a shoulder injury he didn't tell anybody about. Then he went to the Vikings and took them to the championship game, if you remember.
Yeah, he had a great year.
So, guys, I love – it's so weird. You get, like, two different types of people, right, that just want to win now and they want to throw everything away. But then you do have, in all sports, you got to let it burn. You got to hold on to the prospect. I'm sorry. You've got a chance to get a Hall of Fame quarterback. Is it his prime? No. But we've seen in recent years, it's not like getting Willie Mays at the end of his career or Michael Jordan at the end of his career. This is a guy that's going to be 40 and 5 minutes ago won back-to-back MVPs. And it's the one area on your team that you are lacking. You've got receivers. You've got tight ends. You've got a really good defense. As Michael said, they should have a better offensive line when these guys come back healthy. And you don't want Aaron Rodgers because you want to see if Wilson's going to work out? Come on, man.
They started Mike White over Wilson, and they started Joe Flacco over Wilson. That's what they think of Wilson. So to think they're going to run it back with Wilson, that is option numbers, letter Z. There's so many options before that. If they start Zach Wilson this year, they have really failed in the offseason.
Big time.
They won't expect to make the playoffs. He's a work in progress, and I'm the guy who doesn't want to give up on him.
And you know what? If they came into next season's camp with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback, there will be players that will demand to be traded.
And there will be fans that will revolt.
They will not want to be a part of this organization.
Let's go to Jared in Brooklyn. Jared.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Love the show. I'm a big Browns fan, so I don't really have any horse in this race, but...
But you know what it's like not to have a quarterback.
You look at Rodgers, you look at Brady, right? Brady's 5 years older than Rodgers. I'd argue Rodgers is in, when I see him play, seems like he's in ridiculous shape, not married, doesn't have a family. Why couldn't he play, if Brady's going to play to 46, 47, 48, why couldn't Rodgers play at least 5 years? Why couldn't the Jets make a firm commitment to him now for, you know, 4 or 5 years? He could play far longer than just a couple years. The guy is in tremendous shape. He flings the ball. He doesn't even throw it. His wrist does all the work. This guy could play for half a decade at bare minimum.
Yeah, but
why isn't this a no-brainer for the Jets that haven't been good in decades?
Well, I think it is a no-brainer, but you're working off a schematic sheet that is comparing someone to a freak. Think about it. Nobody does this. Nobody has ever done this. Nobody has ever played in a playoff game as a starting quarterback at the age of 45. No one. So you're saying, oh, but Aaron Rodgers could do it. It's never been done before, ever. And don't tell me George Blanda. No. This guy starts and plays every single game. So is he an outlier, or is that the way the sport is going? Quarterbacks are protected, but to have the commitment, Steve Young always tells us, the work ethic, to do the work, to be great. Does Rodgers have what Brady has? Well, or is Brady an outlier freak?
But we're also talking about, like, the caller said 5 years. I don't think you have to get 5 years. You get 3 years out of him. I think you get 2 years out of him, you'd be thrilled. Two kicks at the can to possibly win a Super Bowl. And he's going to be 40, so you don't think he can do this at 41, 42? Now, for Brady to do it at 45, 46, that takes a certain level. I do think that eventually he's going to drop off the cliff. When Tampa got Brady, he was 42 years old. If Rodgers was 42, Michael, going on 43, I'd say, you know what, I'm not sure you're going to be able to do that. But 40 in this league, the way these athletes are conditioned, you can't breathe on the quarterback wrong. I think you can get a couple of really good years out of this guy. And that's all I think they need to get over the hump with the talent they have.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.